This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com.
Office, Tampa.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh man, what is going on in the world today, William?
Well, did you remember I was telling you last night, just before we got off air, that the Buccaneers had a big announcement going on?
Yes. I got to tell you.
The announcement.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
The announcement came, and it was the creamsicles are officially back in business. They released a new uniform video. Today.
Oh my god, dude. How many times have you watched that video, that 3-minute video?
It was a few times, definitely.
Yeah. I got misty on one time. I giggled wildly a couple of times. If you have not seen the video that the Bucks released today, they're so good. The content team for the Bucks, they're top of the line. They really are. They do a great job with their social media. They do a great job with these videos and stuff. This video is amazing. If it doesn't get you hyped up for that game against the Lions and for the season in general, because it's like a 70s nightclub called Leroy's. And that's what they kind of teased yesterday. They go, it's something going to be dropped, and it's something with Leroy's. I'm like, okay, what is that all about? So in this video, you have Lavonte David, Antoine Winfield Jr., Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans walking into this nightclub. It's set in like a 70s setting. Everybody's dancing, having a good time. And Mike Allstott is like the bouncer at the front. You know, he opens up the little felt rope, and he's like, "Welcome to Leroy's." And they come walking in, and there's Derek Brooks sitting at the bar, and he's narrating the whole video, which was just sick. The guy looks great. He looks like he could still play. So does Mike Allstott. And then how hard did you laugh when you saw who the DJ was in the club?
I laughed pretty hard. Yeah, it was the one and only Tampa's own son, Bert Kreischer, was in the video swinging around shirtless, swinging around his shirt, the DJ in the club. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So funny. Like, how cool is that? You're talking about Tampa legend, you know? And then, I mean, it would have been cool if they could have trickled in some other, like, Tampa legends, you know, like a Jack Harris or somebody like that to kind of be in the crowd. But either way, Bert Kreischer's over there DJing, you know, with his shirt off. And then Derek Brooks gives them this duffel bag, and you see Mike Evans and them look down at the duffel bag like, what is this? And then they go and they open it up, and you see them like slow-mo holding their jerseys up. I'm getting goosebumps right now. And then they start, you know, they come out, and they're doing that thing they did in the 70s in the nightclubs where they would, like in Soul Train, where they would walk through the group of people dancing. But they're doing it in their throwback uniforms. I mean, pants, jerseys, socks, the whole git. And it looks good. I'm very happy. I don't know about you. I'm very happy with what they did with the throwbacks. Because I know a lot of people were wanting them to do something, you know, different, or, you know, have the creamsicles, but to make them look more modern or something. They did. The sleeves are more of a modern cut, but besides that, they kept with the tradition of 1976. I love them. What did you think?
I love them. Super sharp. Yeah. I'm a uniform guy. I love the fashion. And yeah, I'm a big fan. Big fan of these. I do want to see them more with the helmets on.
Yeah.
I mean, the helmet's pretty much the same. It's the Bucco Bruce.
Dude, I wish they would do a whole season in those uniforms. Yeah. I really do. I'd be so happy with that. I think everybody loves them, too. Even on a national level, you know, it's kind of like you were saying, people make fun of your Wellers, but at the end of the day, they love it. Even people on a national level are like, oh, God, worst uniforms ever. But now that that came out today and that video came out, I'm watching people all over the country watching this video and going, those are sharp. That is nice. Like, there's something about that throwback, dude. It looks sexy. It really does. I can't wait. I'm going to be at that game. I don't care. I'm going.
I thought that a few years ago when they got rid of the alarm clock letters or numbers, mm-hmm. that they were going to rebrand into maybe keep the – not bring back Bucko Bruce necessarily, but they made a splash frame, and it was mm-hmm. – no color in it. And I was like, oh, because they were kind of like giving like hints, you know, about what right. new uniforms are. And it ended up just being a redesign. They're great. I love the Bucks uniforms now.
Oh, yeah.
A redesign of that, you know, John Gruden era, you know, Tony Dungy era when yeah. they kind of switched from the orange. And they're sharp. I love them. But I thought for a second that they were thinking about maybe doing some sort of thing with that flag and then bringing back, you know, the orange and white and the red. And I was really excited about that to see what they were going to do. But then it ended up just being redesigned. And I was like, okay, I like these. These are fine.
I just wish they would allow them to have multiple uniforms the way they do in baseball, the way they do in college football. Like, you know, you want to have your base uniform. Like for instance, the Rays have their base navy blue uniform, but then they also have a powder blue they wear on Sundays. They have the Devil Rays throwback they wear like on Fridays. You know, they have the one mock throwback that never existed because they, you know, they weren't around in the 80s that looks like the 80s. Remember that one with like the baby yeah. blue? And I mean, and then you see a lot of baseball teams, not the Yankees because they're super traditional, lame, but they I mean, I guess that does make them kind of cool. It's not lame. It's kind of cool that they stick with that. But there, you know, a lot of these teams have multiple uniforms. And college football the same way. They got all these badass helmets and different things. Look at all the USF uniforms and helmets they got, you know. Only thing they don't have is wins. but hopefully that changes this year. But I like that. I like having that where you don't know what's going to pop out on the field. But then I also like the throwback. I guess the other teams this year in the NFL, it's going to be Tennessee's going to bring back the Houston Oilers, which I can't wait to see that. Oh, yeah, I love it, dude.
That'd be cool to see.
Yeah, so it's exciting, man. I like it.
I kind of thought with the – because I did see the teases from the Buccaneers, and they were like Club Leroy's, and I was like, what's this? Mm-hmm. And I knew – obviously everybody knew that the Bucs were bringing back these unis. So I thought, like, are they going to do something like they have Randy Land at the Trop now? I thought right. maybe they were going to do something in a stadium, you know, have Club Leroy's.
Maybe they will.
Could go in there and hang. Yeah, maybe they will, but they didn't mention it today. They said that it was finally time, and then the announcement was throwbacks, and I was like, oh, well, kind of knew that was going to happen. But I guess they debuted it and showed, you know, what they were going to actually look like. I didn't even right. really think about that they were going to totally redesign. Well, you can only do so much work, but the color scheme and all that. They did a great job, though. They're beauts.
They look gorgeous. I want one really bad, and I don't want a bootleg one. I want one from the team store, you know, now that yeah. I can actually fit into the ones at the team store. That would be great. Don't have to order a special big and tall one or something. But they're only offering – like, today was the, you know, obviously the release – and they had four or five players available. And I was kind of, surprised. One of the players that they had in the store available, and I don't know how well this one even sold, but they have a Tom Brady one. Yeah. I don't get that. I know he's you know, he's a legend. You know, he's the greatest to ever play the position, arguably. But he's not a Buccaneer anymore. Like, he's gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that would be like, you know, offering a Jameis Winston one or, you know, a Brad Johnson one. These are former players, you know, like, I don't know. It's just
I guess he expressed in the past that he loved those and was yeah. looking forward to maybe playing in them. And then unfortunately we had COVID happen and the supply chain, whatever, because I think it was supposed to happen last year, if yeah. I'm not mistaken. And I guess he kind of had some say. I saw that Kevin O'Donnell from Fox 13, he posted a tweet saying that, you know, Brady, I guess, kind of wanted to have this jersey in the team store. So, okay. You know, he's of course, the benefit of that, too, is that he's going to make money on that with his licensing his name. And, you know, I kind of want a Brady one, too. But, you know, you didn't see him play in it. It's not, I don't know. I kind of agree with you, or it's kind of weird.
I'm torn. Yeah, because, like, to me, seeing that is just going to break my heart that we didn't get to see that actually happen. It's a reminder that we didn't get to see it happen. It's kind of like, you know, if you dated a really hot girl and then you see her, you know, out in public with another dude, and you're like, yeah, she's still hot, but, you know, she don't play for me anymore, you know? Like,
well, let me ask you this, and if this counts, it's not 100% count, but you know that they're going to honor Tom Brady next year at a game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that he's going to come out wearing the Creamsicle 12. When he does so.
Ooh.
So does that count?
I don't know. Maybe. I have a feeling he's going to... There's going to be a picture of him wearing that jersey in the next week somewhere on social media. Instagram.
Oh, I hope so.
Something. Oh, yeah.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be full bonered when that happens.
Yeah, so I think I don't know what game it's going to be. He'll probably determine that, but that would be great if he showed up to the October game, to, you know, to get his flowers and the crowd cheer for him, and hopefully the Bucks beat the brakes off the Lions, and he comes out wearing his number 12 creamsicle, and the crowd goes wild. That would be special.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.